The trick was to get the tribal bands to move to Sandy Lake. The U.S. government notified 19 bands that they would no longer get their annual annuity treaty payments at Madeline Island in northern Wisconsin. Instead, if they wanted their payments, they would have to trek 100 miles northwest to Sandy Lake. This was 1850, before they could use highways or trains. So 5,000 Ojibwe people set out on foot and canoe. They arrived in October and waited. The annuity payments did not arrive as promised. October turned to December. Sickness and starvation set in. 400 people died trying to return to their homes. Now tribal members gather again to remember with tobacco, song, and a feast at Sandy Lake.
You go coffee?
Yes.
Oh, the best time.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Several people prepare potatoes, fish, wild rice, fried bread, beans, corn, fruits, and pies. They'll celebrate their ancestors' sacrifice after a solemn ceremony. But first, a dozen canoes and kayaks finish a three-hour paddle across Sandy Lake to the boat landing their forefathers may have used in 1850.
Whoa, whoa. Pull the lily pad out of the water!
Hey, just don't fall in.
Was it really that windy out there? How did that work? You were in the back when you left and you're in the back.
Yeah.
Back. Boy, that's a hell of a wind coming across that lake.
The blood that was flowing in the ancestors' veins, that's the same blood that you're carrying, and someday in the future there will be a young man and a young woman coming here with the same blood. They'll be doing the same ceremony here 10 years, 15 years, 50 years, 500 years, they'll be doing the same ceremony because we made a commitment that we would never forget our ancestors.
In 1850, when the people died here, that caused such a stir, such a commotion in the territory of Minnesota and the state of Wisconsin, that a lot of people were outraged, not just Indian people, but non-Indian people. Chief Buffalo traveled to Washington, D.C. He was in his 90s. Paddled a canoe out there to meet with the president to have one more treaty. And that one more treaty was to make sure that nobody would ever be removed again to this place or any other place.
To thank those ancestors for the life that they have given us. I understand that pain and that suffering. And yours as well as ours.
It's a windy day on Sandy Lake. Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Director Jim Schlender had to bail out his canoe so it wouldn't get swamped. He says this is a reminder of what his ancestors went through.
So that we don't forget, so that the generations coming along will always remember this. It was forgotten for a time, and we don't ever want it to be forgotten again.
The lives were not lost in vain. Schlender says outrage from this tragedy led to the Treaty of 1854, which established permanent reservations for bands of this region. Even so, he feels sorrow at this place.
Some of those spirits are reaching out, and we're glad that people remembered them and tried to remember them in the proper way.
If it is to be passed on to younger generations, then this is a success. Renee Ford of the Bad River Tribe braved the lake and made the three-hour canoe trip.
It was windy out there. It's pretty tough. But overall, it's pretty good. I'm glad that I did it. I'm just really proud to be a part of this and do what they're doing, and I want to try to keep the tradition alive. That's why I'm here, because I'm a youth, and I know I could keep doing it and doing it.
So this 14-year-old says she's proud of her ancestors.
I know it's sad, but we got to keep our heads high and just honor them for what they did.
In memory of those who died and those who survived, tobacco and drums offered a tribute, their story retold in Ojibwe and English, so that the sacrifice of 1850 won't be forgotten. At Sandy Lake, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.